You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Guardians Weekly on the Cleveland Guardians Radio Network. Guardians Weekly is brought to you by Progressive, helping Guardians fans save hundreds on car insurance.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Guardians Weekly. Jim Rosenhaus along with you from Goodyear Ballpark in Goodyear, Arizona. Our final show from spring training. Our next show comes to you from the Oakland Coliseum, and the regular season will have begun. So things flying along here in spring training, and a lot of news made on Friday in terms of players who had been notified that they had made the ball club, and also some who have been reassigned to minor league camp, and others whose future is up in the air at this point. We'll get to some of that shortly with President of Baseball Operations Chris Antonetti and Stephen Vogt, who met with the media yesterday to talk about those player moves. Coming up a little bit later on in the show, we will visit with relief pitchers Hunter Gaddis and Eli Morgan. We'll also check in with outfielder Ramon Laureano and utility man Tyler Freeman, who got the good news on Friday that he had made the ball club and we'll see significant playing time in center field. We'll also hear from Josh Naylor, the potential all-star first baseman for the Guardians. But first, the big news out of camp on Friday were several decisions for players. Not anything official yet because they don't have to, but these players were informed that they were making the opening day roster. Non-roster invites to spring training on the pitching staff. And really a popular decision for sure, and certainly well-earned based on his spring. But Carlos Carrasco, who signed that minor league deal with the Guardians to return to the team now late in his career, and he pitched very well in spring training, and he could be in the starting rotation when it's all said and done, but he definitely will be on the ball club as part of the pitching staff, as will be Tyler Beattie, the veteran right-hander who's had some good seasons in his career with the San Francisco Giants and now returns from a stint in Japan. And again, he's another arm who could be an option to start early in the season as well as help in the bullpen. Also being notified they'd made the ball club, both contenders for the starting shortstop job. Brian Rocchio will be the primary shortstop. Gabriel Arias will be on the club more in a utility role, but it will also see some time at short. And also being informed that he had made the club, Tyler Freeman in a utility role, but he'll see a lot of playing time in center field, it looks like. And David Fry also filling that utility role as well. And reassigned to minor league camp, left-hander Anthony Goes, despite a good spring. And we'll probably see him at some point during the season. And infielder Daniel Schneeman, who had a tremendous spring and is also on that radar, certainly as the season progresses. And to talk about those moves and more, President of Baseball Operations Chris Antonetti and Manager Stephen Vogt.
We'll start maybe with the reassignments. Anthony Goes, it's been awesome to see the progress that he's made and the way he's attacked his rehab. And he's positioned himself to help us this year. You know, we just made the determination that it won't be for the opening day roster. But Anthony deserves a ton of credit for all of the work he's put in to get himself to this point. And as I said, we continue to believe he's going to impact our team. And Daniel Schneeman was also one of the highlights of camp. Not only did he have a great spring training, but this is a guy that's attacked every day. And every day he's been in the organization, he's tried to help make himself a better player and be the best teammate he possibly can be. And that's what earned him an invite to Major League Spring Training. And he continued to bolster that reputation in his time in camp. And not only did he do all of those things, but he impacted a lot of games, and it's another guy we think will help us at some point this year, just not opening day. Anything you want to add on those two?
I mean, just to echo what Chris said, can't say enough about Anthony and Daniel and the impact that they made on our camp. Anthony's obviously somebody I've been familiar with for a number of years, and just the work ethic, the teammate that he is. I'm really excited for the future for Anthony, and Daniel made a huge, huge impression on this camp as well, and really excited about the opportunity those two could have this year to impact the roster.
Are you closer to making a decision on the fifth starter now?
Well, we are, but we've informed both Carlos Carrasco and Tyler Beattie that they will be on the team. We're really excited about both of them. We have not come to a full conclusion yet as to what we're going to do with the fifth starter, but we've informed both of them that they will be on the roster.
And it's likely one of those two will be the fifth starter.
Chris, what have you seen out of Tyler in this camp that's you know made you confident that he can step in and contribute to the team right now?
Yeah, you want to jump in on that one?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it from Tyler all spring. You know, the stuff itself plays. You know, he's in, you know, four or five pitches that he can use in his arsenal at any time. We've seen him be very efficient. You know, five innings the other day in Kansas City on 60 pitches. So we've seen him attack the zone. We've seen him finish hitters. So really excited about the repertoire that Tyler has worked on. And he's just shown us a lot of good things this spring. Yeah.
Have you guys decided on a starting shortstop between Arias and Rocchio, or is that still to be determined?
So we informed both Gabby and Brian today that they will both be on the opening day roster. As we start the season, Brian Rocchio will get the bulk of reps at shortstop, with Gabby being kind of our utility player, with getting a lot of playing time in multiple positions. And Brian could move around as well. You know, I think the beauty of having both of them on the team is they both bring defensive versatility. But our goal at the beginning of the season is to have Brian take the bulk of reps at shortstop.
Did Arias' ability to maybe play in the outfield as well sort of factor into him making the roster?
Absolutely. I mean, I think when you talk about Gabby, you're talking about one of the more talented players, young players in the game. And his ability to move all over the diamond is definitely going to be an asset for us. And being able to use him at all the positions, I think, is going to be a huge benefit for the team and for Gabby as well.
What did Rocchio show you that basically you decided to go with him first at short?
I think for me, the consistency at which Brian works, the consistency with which he approaches each day is kind of what led us there. But I think equally the ability for Gabby to move around the diamond, I think, is what led to it. And, you know, to be able to use both of them, I think, is what we're more focused on. But, you know, Brian has really, really ramped up. Not only this spring, but in years prior, we've seen, just talking with everybody here, we've seen the way he's trended and the way that he has worked to get himself to this point. And but I think it's just a factor of all of those things that we've seen that has led us to that.
Where does that leave Freeman? Because I'm just sort of counting up infielders here in my head.
Yeah, I mean, we've been getting reps for Freeman as well all over the diamond. So I think, you know, having both Free and Gabby to be able to roam around the outfield, infield, and all of that, I think is going to be a benefit for us.
You know, maybe building on that, I think Tyler's done, you know, in our view, an extraordinary job in transitioning and as a very capable center fielder and outfielder in general. So that's been one of the highlights in camp for us is his progress out there. So we view him as a very, very good and real option for us in the outfield, as well as the infield.
So Tyler made the team as well?
Yeah, he has.
And the last, David Fry, we also informed David Fry that he will be on the roster.
How are you going to find at-bats and innings for Fry? Is it going to be as a third catcher, or will he move around as well?
I think yes, to answer your question. You know, David, you know, he focused solely on catching coming into spring training and really put in a lot of work over the last few months, starting in late December. Just putting an emphasis on being a catcher and the strides that he has made defensively. We feel like he could start games behind the plate. We feel like he can come into games and catch, as well as impact the roster at first base, corner outfield, and possibly even some third base. So, again, versatility seems to be the theme of what we're talking about with this roster. And and David definitely adds to that.
For Carrasco to go to camp as a minor league invite and make the roster, what does that say about his work ethic?
Well, I think there's a lot with Carlos. I think first and foremost, he was clear from the beginning of the offseason that this is the place where he wanted to try to continue pitching. And he felt so strongly about that that he was willing to come into camp on a minor league contract and try to earn a spot on this team. And I don't think anyone surprised Carlos came out and did exactly that. He did it with the work that he puts in every day to make himself the best pitcher he can be. And he's also continues to be an extraordinary teammate and leader in the clubhouse. And we feel overall we're a better team both on the field and in the clubhouse with Carlos Carrasco as part of it.
Where are you guys in the evaluation process with Davis De Los Santos, and what's the next step there?
Yeah, we're still working through it. Obviously, we shared the news today on the decisions we've made, but obviously there still remains some uncertainty in both the position, the remainder of the position player roster and some spots in the bullpen. And so we'll take the next couple of days to work to finalize those decisions.
Chris, what have you been pleasantly, what are some of the high points of spring training?
The weather's been awesome compared to last year. There's so much there, Paul. I mean, I'm not sure exactly if there's a particular area you want me to touch on, or is it player focused, organization focused, camp focused?
What players have kind of jumped out at you?
I think what continues to be reinforced for me and for us, I think, is both not only the caliber and quality of the young players on our major league roster, but the number of alternatives that we feel we have both on the mound and on the diamond. And even some guys that won't make the roster, we feel that we have a group of players that are in a position to contribute and impact our team at some point this year, even if it won't be opening day. And we've had a number of injuries, obviously, that we've had to navigate in camp, including some illnesses, and hopefully we can get past those and get those reinforcements also as options for us as we transition into the season.
That's President of Baseball Operations Chris Santinetti, along with manager Stephen Vogt, explaining some of the moves made yesterday, Friday, at camp here in Goodyear. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll visit with Josh Naylor. That's next on the Cleveland Clinic Guardians Radio Network.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Again, the set. Again, the payoff pitch. Swing and a flare into center, base hit. He that time tried to sneak a fastball by Naylor, and he singles it into center for an RBI hit. Another great at-bat for Josh Naylor. Second RBI today, 7 on the spring. Jim Rosenhaus back with you from Goodyear, Arizona, and Guardians Weekly. Thanks so much for tuning in, as always. And earlier this spring, we had a chance to catch up with first baseman Josh Naylor, coming off a career-best 97 RBI season a year ago, and that also included missing a month of the season. So Imagine if he can stay healthy the entire year, the damage he can do at the plate. He's had a really solid spring. He's healthy, ready to go for the regular season, and he says the off-season work he put in will continue to pay off as the season progresses.
I just try to prepare my best, kind of get all the bad play out of the way, I guess, early. It's nice to be out on the field again and compete and be with the guys again and kind of go through the failures early in the preseason and figure things out again and just, move forward.
It seemed like you were in a really good place in the off season preparing for spring training, whether it be with your brothers here or maybe even going back home. And did it go about it as well as you like it to go?
It was a productive off season with a lot of hard work involved. But most importantly, we got each other better, which is what we're looking forward to doing.
We talked earlier this spring about leadership, and you're in that position where it sounds like you'd like to be a little bit more prominent in that regard on this team. How do you go about that? What do you do to be that leader that can help this team?
Be there for everyone, for anyone who needs someone there in the moment. Take care of the guys, I believe in preaching leadership in everyone as an individual. If we all can lead each other, then we'll be a great team. You don't really have to look for that one guy in the locker room you can go to, and you can look for someone else, or you can just look at yourself in the mirror and know you're a leader in your own way. And I feel like if we all lead individually and we do our best to get better, grow every day, and just be a good teammate, I think we'll be a very successful team.
And is there a byproduct to thinking about others sometimes that can help your game, just from the standpoint of maybe taking some of the focus off of you, but thinking about your teammates and trying to help them get better?
Yeah, it's all about helping others get better, especially helping your teammates. If you can be there for your guys, and they'll be there for you at the end. You see someone's success, you want to be able to just appreciate their success and really make them feel super special when they do something cool. And then in turn, they'll make you feel super special when you do something cool. So it's about taking care of each other and feeding off each other's success. You want to see the guy beside you win. And then, it kind of takes a little pressure off yourself, and you don't necessarily need to do so much.
I know there's still some decisions to be made on certain spots on the ball club, but there's a good core group of players here that have been through some good times. How do you view it as you get closer to the season in terms of what this team could do now that you've been here in camp and see who's here?
Yeah, I think we've got a special club. I think a lot of the players are performing extremely well. There's going to be some tough decisions that's going to be made, but that's a part of it. I've been through a bunch in my career. But, whatever opportunity you get, just run with it.
When you look at how camp's going, it's under a new manager, and you've had a chance to be around him for a while now. How is that going, that transition? Is it difficult or has it been really easy?
No, it's been good. But it's awesome. He's a gamer. He loves to play. He loves to lead us here. And he has so much knowledge in this game. He's been around a ton of locker rooms, a ton of veteran players, and he was a veteran player himself at one point in his career. And now he gets to coach us and kind of provide all that knowledge and experience to us. And it's great to see. It's great to be around. And I think everyone's really appreciating him.
And when you look at your career, age-wise, you're not that old, but you're kind of that established veteran in this clubhouse. Do you ever think about it in those terms that it's gone by quickly and you've reached that point in your career where you can offer advice and be a real part of the team from that standpoint?
I try not to think about it like that. I don't really like to think of myself in that such high regard. I'm honored and blessed to be able to be in the position I'm in and be able to share the knowledge that I have and experiences I have with some of the younger guys. I'm blessed to be here and, look forward to, helping the young players grow here and become the players that, they want to become. And in turn, that helps me become the player I want to become.
That's first baseman Josh Naylor. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll hear from Ramon Laureano and Tyler Freeman as we continue with Guardians Weekly on the Cleveland Clinic Guardians Radio Network.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan, happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin Underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Welcome back to Guardians Weekly. Jim Rosenhaus back with you from Goodyear, Arizona and Guardians spring training. And two players who will be a part of the outfield picture for the Guardians this season are Ramon Laureano and, surprisingly, Tyler Freeman. We'll start with Laureano, a veteran outfielder now. No questions about his defense, as he should be a major key in the Guardians outfield this season. But he's worked hard this offseason on the offensive part of his game. And it has taken hold here in spring training. And when we had a chance to visit with him, he talked about how it's gone to this point as camp winds down.
Just kind of open up my front foot just to have more ability to kind of see the ball, really, and soften my elbows, which helped me be more on playing. And I did those two adjustments, and I've been feeling pretty good about it and pretty consistent. So let's see how it goes.
And you've been in the game a while and had good success, maybe with some other stances or other adjustments. How did you arrive at what you decided to do this offseason and thought that it would be important?
I think, hitting righties. And I did it at the end. I hit like 290, the last like 80 at-bats against righties. Or 280, don't quote me on that. It's just, but, yeah, it felt tremendous when it comes to I was implementing like a drill, like an angle drill coming out of the shortstop's kind of view. So it will be on top of me. So he will throw like kind of sideways like that. And that helped me in the game a lot. And but now I put my body to be ready for that. And right now it feels great. And I just got to continue it.
You changed organizations midway through last year, and I'm sure that's never easy for anybody. How different does it feel coming back here now and starting the season with Cleveland instead of trying to pick it up midway through?
I think it's great, really. I mean, but at the end, I'm coming from a situation that even when I was if I leave that place anywhere I was going, I was happy anyways. So I know it's that's where I'm at in this situation here, and this has been a blessing to me and being a blessing to my career for sure, yeah.
A unique situation. You're playing for a manager that you played with as a teammate. What has that been like playing for Steven Vogt now as he is your manager?
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Not shocked by him being a manager here. And I mean, hearing these things is a shock, but like, I'm not surprised by him being a manager. I think He has a long career for being a manager, I think he's gonna do a tremendous job.
Was it odd though to know that this is the guy who put your name in and out of the lineup after you were teammates on the field?
Haven't thought about it too much. I think when you're in the clubhouse and kind of playing the process, you really don't think anything other than what preparing for the day and having fun with the guys. But, when you put it like that in that perspective, it's kind of a little wild, yeah.
He was saying earlier this spring, just after watching you play for some of the early games, that your enthusiasm and everything going with your game is really, really good. He's been really pleased to see. Is that just the nature of changing organizations, kind of what you alluded to before, that it's given you a little extra jump in your game?
100%. There's no doubt about it. I'll be lying if I didn't say that. I also think I'm taking more ownership of my career when it comes to already, success doesn't come by you know, being successful, you got to fail a little bit. And I think that's where I'm at right now, and kind of putting all that knowledge that I have learned throughout the year and being my own teacher and my own hitting coach and all that. And so, yeah.
You've been a part of some good teams, some teams that have struggled. When you look around this clubhouse here this spring, what are you seeing that gives you hope that this could be a really good season for this ball club?
Well, for me, the hope is I won't be at home in October. I'll tell you that. So yeah, I'm pretty happy about that. And you know, whenever you're in October, anything can happen. So we have the tools to continue to move forward on that and continue to get to the goal that we have, that is to win the World Series. So
that's outfielder Ramon Laureano, and another player in that outfield picture who figures to see a lot of time in center field is Tyler Freeman. And if you had said that a year or two ago, it wouldn't have been on the radar. He was a middle infielder coming up through the minor league system, had always been a good offensive player, hitting over 300 in the minor leagues. But that work in the outfield this spring has certainly paid off, as the Guardians view him now as a potential regular in center field, and maybe not every day, but certainly someone who plays out there a lot in addition to his work on the infield. And when we visited with Tyler earlier this spring, he talked about some of the challenges of learning a new position at this stage of his career.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. I haven't ever really stood foot in the outfield. So working at it this spring was atop my list. And, you know, early on it was working at it about four times a week and just drilling work with JT, our outfield coach. And it's been fun so far.
And I guess players could look at it differently in terms of moving off your normal position. But how do you view this when they ask you, hey, go play some outfield and increase your versatility?
I look at it as an honor. You know, if they want me to keep expanding wherever position, I'll do whatever I can to help this team win. So I view it as an honor. I don't view it as like a, hey, we got to move you away from your normal position. I view it as adding another tool to my bag.
So a spring training game, you play out there, and then you've done that already, and you had some action, which isn't always, you know, you can't predict that, but as you're out there, are you hoping for balls to be hit to you so you can show what you can do?
More than anything, because, you know, first game out there, I was nervous. But once the first one, it happened in the first inning, once that was out of the way, it was kind of more comfortable. It was like, okay, I can do this. I can handle the spot. And so now I'm just hoping to get more innings out there, more than anything.
Who helps you the most as you're trying to go through this process?
As a player, it was Ernie Clement. You saw him here. He was bouncing around everywhere. And that was a guy I was sending messages, hey, what can I do to get better, to expand my game? And he just kept saying, just keep moving positions. Whenever the team may need you in a spot, they can throw you out wherever if need be. So as a player, it was him. And then I would say as a coach, it would definitely be JT. He's our outfield coach. He's, you know, I've talked to him on and off the field, and he's just like, hey, I'll help you get to wherever you want to be. So, and those two guys, definitely, for sure.
Regular outfielders on this team have talked about the work that JT McGuire does. What has he done for you that's helpful?
Everything. He's taken extra time just to help me work out there. You know, he's taken his time to answer my calls, my messages, and just to kind of improve my game in any way possible. And he's looking out for me more than anything. So I definitely value him more than a lot of guys.
Off-season, I know last year you tried to add a little bit of muscle and maybe adjust your swing a little bit to hit the ball harder. Similar path this off-season?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, spring is the time to make mistakes. And I'm like, as our identity as hitters, we're trying to do damage this year. And it might not show up in spring, but during the season it will show up. And so it is the same thing, trying to do more damage to the ball and just being patient with the results.
Anything in particular last year, that first real extended stretch in the big leagues that you learned that's been helpful?
Yeah, just keeping your mind in one spot. Don't a good or bad game, like, can't let it affect you. You got to stay even keel. And I think once I figured that out as earlier as possible, the results started showing. So I just got to stay even keel and just try to have fun more than anything.
That's utility man Tyler Freeman, who figures to see a lot of time in center field once the year begins. Stay with us. Our final segment's coming your way shortly as we continue with Guardians Weekly on the Cleveland Clinic Guardians Radio Network.
Stay tuned, folks. This puppy isn't over.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Now the 1-2. Swing and a fly ball into medium deep center. Laureano will make the catch. What a job by Gattis as he was able to get out of it and keep the bases loaded. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Got him swinging on another great curveball. Hunter Gattis, six up, six down, four punch outs. The 1-2. Curveball and a knee buckler for strike three. Oh, what an inning for Hunter Gattis. Stretch time in the desert.
Jim Rosenhaus back with you. It's Guardians Weekly from Goodyear, Arizona. And we finish our show talking pitching. We'll start with Hunter Gattis, who has had a tremendous spring, mainly out of the bullpen. And the former starting pitcher, it looks like that bullpen role will really suit him well. And we caught up with him recently. And he talked about what's led to the good success that he's had this spring.
Being consistent. As of right now, it's just I'm trying to keep it the same. It's rolling well, so I'm just trying to stay right there in that mindset.
And you're from Atlanta, but you came out here, and you've done it for a while, but how much of the offseason did you spend here, and why is it so beneficial to be out here?
I spent almost the whole offseason out here, except for the holidays. I was obviously wanting to be with my family. But, I mean, it's just so easy out here. These guys work really well with me, and I work well with them, so it's been really good.
And is it primarily pitching things that you're doing, or is it more fitness, flexibility, all that kind of good stuff?
I'd say it's 50-50. I mean, there's importance in both of them. You know, definitely, you know, get my body feeling right always in the offseason is a big importance. And then I wouldn't say it was really pitching, you know, bias in the offseason. It's more arm strength, arm path, you know, just getting the body moving good.
And when you talk about, I don't know if fitness is the right word, but flexibility you mentioned, how important has that been, and what have you noticed here this spring after going through an offseason really focusing on that?
I mean, it's really, like I said, it's like making your body feel good. And, I mean, flexibility is a big part of that. And I know last spring training it was, like, kind of tough to touch my toes. Like, I could do it, but now it's, like, much easier and it just feels better.
Are you bending your knees when you touch your toes, or are you doing it legit?
It's legit now. I can say that.
You look at velocity. Everyone's chasing it and trying to get the most they can. How did you get to a better spot velocity-wise, and how does that impact your other pitches too?
You know, I don't really know the key to velocity. I think I've, you know, I think 3 years ago was like the first time I hit like 97. So it's not like it's really increased from then. It's maybe been more consistent. My, you know, average has been higher. So I think it's just getting the reps in, make sure you're moving well, not trying to do too much. And then always, you know, velo makes every other pitch better. So if you got the velo, it definitely, you know, makes your slider that much better, that the changeup that much better.
We talk about mechanics a lot. Obviously, you have to focus on those. But you mentioned earlier, is it okay not to think about mechanics when you're on the mound, maybe to your benefit?
Oh, yeah. If I'm on the mound, you know, I don't like to think about mechanics. I just try and, you know, throw the ball pretty much as hard as I can, as long as I can throw it where I want. So, you know, I've thought about mechanics on the mound before, and it's never ended well for me. So I definitely try and go out there with no mechanical thoughts.
Role-wise, you've done a little bit of everything in the major league, starting, relieving. How do you see it right now, and how are you building up this spring in terms of your role?
As of right now, you know, we had a meeting right before spring started, and, you know, they're building me up for now, and we'll see what happens after a couple appearances, you know, what it's looking like for the team.
That is Hunter Gaddis, who has thrown the ball extremely well in spring training, and with some of the injuries to the relief corps for the Cleveland Guardians, he figures to play a key role, especially early in this season. Joining him in that bullpen, veteran right-hander Eli Morgan, entering his fourth full season with the Guardians. He's still young at 27, but I asked him if he's starting to feel like one of the veterans on this young Guardians ball club.
Yes and no. I mean, from a comfort standpoint, no. But from a familiarity standpoint, yeah, I've seen all these guys for, you know, it's my seventh year with the team now. A lot of familiar faces, a lot of new ones, though. Maybe from an advice standpoint, you know, we do have so many young pitchers that have guys coming up asking questions. But certainly not a veteran from, like, a comfort standpoint just yet.
When you say comfort standpoint, what do you mean by that?
I mean, you watch Hosey and Bieber, like, that's a comfort standpoint. They walk in here, they know exactly what they're going to do. They're not fighting to do anything. There's no make or break in a spring for them. So it's a little different situation.
As a bullpen guy, you've had some good usage the last couple of years. How do you manage that in the off season to make sure you're ready to go for the following year?
I'd say a lot of that's actually in season. You know, off season's a good time to give the arm a chance to rest. You can switch up things from a biomechanical standpoint a lot easier than once you get into competition mode. But I think for me, my arm started to feel really good once I locked in my routine last year, and taking that through an off season's put me in a good spot now.
Has it been different as a relief pitcher compared to when you were a starter, say, in the minor leagues?
Definitely for me. I mean, as a guy in the minors, you know, I had good control, good stuff, not a whole lot of velo. So that allowed me the opportunity to just play catch as much as I wanted. I mean, I'd throw the ball for an hour a day and not get too much arm soreness. Now that I'm throwing a little harder, that's something I have to be more cognizant of. So I get my work in still, but it's not as much of a volume, more so than a focus on the throws that I do have.
We were talking earlier, that changeup is such a bread and butter pitch for you. And when we see it early in spring training, it's kind of fun. It brings you back to what makes you such a good pitcher. And is that something that's always been there for you, or has it just kind of developed where now it's that pitch that really helps you?
Since college, it's been there, yeah. I mean, but once I was there, that was a big thing they told me. Was like, if you're going to pitch at the D1 level, you should have a really good changeup. So that's when I switched over from a split finger to a changeup. And then, you know, it's been about 10 years throwing that. So it's, you know, it's definitely very comfortable. I know what I'm supposed to do with it. Now it's just a matter of location. You know, when I get it below the zone, it's in a good spot. When it hangs in the zone, you know, it gives them a chance to get on it sometimes. So when I put in a good spot, it usually has good results.
And obviously in this league, people know about it now and that type of thing. Is it good enough where they can know it's coming, and if it's in the right spot, doesn't matter?
Not quite. No, I do still have to mix it up. You know, I think the slider is going to be a good pitch to get him off that. Certainly if it's knees and below, then I'll be in an okay spot, you know, where if they know it's coming, there's still not too much slug to be done down there. But, yeah, it's probably the number one thing on most of their scouting reports. And I can see it in some of their approaches, like when they might be looking for it, when they might be, you know, trying to ambush a fastball early. And that's something we'll take in a season and, you know, try to find some good pitch sequences for it.
Eli Morgan joining us, Guardians reliever. Camp much different this year because of the new staff? Or is spring training, no matter who's running it?
I mean, the day-to-day stuff's all the same. You know, we play our catch, we run a little bit, we do PFPs. There's a lot of downtime to, you know, hang around with teammates, get to know new faces. certainly all the new coaching staff, like that adds a little bit different of a wrinkle, but we're still playing the same game. It's a lot of the same stuff.
And what do you see here early in camp in terms of a team looking to bounce back and have a good season?
Really good energy. I mean, it doesn't look like a team that was, 10 games below last year. Last year was disappointing, but no one's hanging their heads on it. Like, we're all just excited to have another year together and try our best.
How long does it take to get used to? There's going to be some new faces in the bullpen. Does it take a little while for everybody to gel down there? And can that only happen once you get into that regular season and you guys are out in the pen game after game?
Well, so we have a thing where, you got to come for 3 innings. A lot of the bullpen guys are down there. We're starting to get into those, camaraderie routines. Barlow's fitting right in, and, some of the new guys are getting a taste of, the weirdness that goes down in the bullpen, but we'll be just fine.
That's Eli Morgan, who figures to play a key role in that Guardians bullpen, along with Hunter Gaddis and several others, but with some injuries and illness, that bullpen will take on a different look, especially early in the campaign. And that season starts in less than a week now. Thursday night from the Oakland Coliseum. Tom Hamilton will have the first pitch shortly after 10 o'clock Eastern time. Should be a lot of fun as the season begins, with a long road trip of 10 games, 4 in Oakland, 3 in Seattle, and 3 in Minnesota. And we'll be there every step of the way each week with Guardians Weekly. And next week, that means from the Oakland Coliseum. So for Brian Motze, who does great work each week in putting our show together, this is Jim Rosenhaus reminding you that you've been listening to Guardians Weekly on the Cleveland Clinic Guardians Radio Network.
Guardians Weekly has been brought to you by Progressive, helping Guardians fans save hundreds on car insurance.